Yes, I'm a person who keeps quite a regular diary. I think I actually started it not long before I had my first baby, but it's interesting looking through that over, I think I've got about 8 or 9 volumes now, and I was scanning it through to try and remind me. And there are, of course, times when diabetes is going fine, and you're always sort of thinking about it on a day-to-day practical level. I'm going to eat, I've got to have my injection. Quite often, when you're sitting at the table and you've just got the meal for 3 kids and your food is going cold, and you've got to stop and do your blood test and do your injection and write it down. If you're being a very good girl, writing it down doesn't always happen. You can think, oh, it would be nice just to be able to eat my food hot for once. But those are sort of the slight annoyances. And sometimes I describe it like having another baby. It's like a fourth child to me, I've often thought, because when you're going out with a child, you have to make sure you've got the nappy bag or the potty or whatever stage they're at. And I can't do that. Being spontaneous is easier if you've got your insulin on you, which I always do. I always feel tied to a handbag because of it. Like, oh, if I could just go out without having to take my handbag. But then you think, well, I might need my blood test, if I feel funny, what if I haven't got my orange juice, and if what happens if I have a hypo, and if I got poorly and nobody would know who I was, and nobody would know I was diabetic if I had an accident. So I do the sensible thing and always have it with me, and that's okay. But from time to time, reading in the journal, you find comments that you've just had enough. And in 1997, which I guess I'd been diabetic for about 8 years, she was born in 89, in big letters I'd written, "I am fed up of diabetes," in huge letters, so it was very hard to miss as I was scanning through. I think that was probably the only time I've written it that big, but there are definitely times when, probably when other things are pressing in and it's just another thing that you get fed up of. But on the whole, as I say, it's not something that I've allowed to control me and my life. I'm a dancer, you have to make adjustments and be.